Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belsack.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belsack, and today we're going to talk about why you need to go beyond just getting the knowledge if you want to change careers successfully. So I talk to a lot of job seekers who are looking to make a pivot, right? They work in a certain field or a certain job title, and they want to completely change and jump into a new industry or a new job title or something that doesn't relate to their major. And I hear the same exact thing from many of them. You know, they tell me, I took this course on Udemy, or I got this certification, or I've been reading so many books on this new industry. And don't get me wrong, that is awesome. That is exactly what you should be doing and what you need to be doing as a starting point. And that's the key thing. That is your foundation, right? Getting out there and building the knowledge is table stakes, right? Because when you transition into a new industry, you're basically competing with a lot of people who already have that knowledge. So simply having a certification on your resume, simply having read a book or taken a course, doesn't all of a sudden make you now qualified or more qualified than the competition to get this role. Instead, we need to go a step further. We need to go beyond simply getting the knowledge if we want to impress employers. And here's why. Going out there and taking a course and getting a certification doesn't really tell anyone just how effective you'll be, right? And when a company is hiring for a role, their sole goal is to find the individual who will bring the most value, the best ROI for the dollars that they pay that person. And so if I just tell you that I did something, but I don't tell you what the outcome is, that person is not going to understand what I bring to the table, right? I've given this example before, but I could tell you that I took a course in astrophysics. And if that's what I say on my resume, took a course in astrophysics, what does that mean? Does that mean I got an A+? Does that mean I got a D-? The person reading my resume has absolutely no idea. And so they're going to be hesitant to move forward with me because they don't know what type of value I bring to the table. Whereas if I said on my resume, I took this course and I got an A+, they know exactly what type of value I bring to the table. So what does that analogy have to do with the things we're talking about here? Well, essentially, if you're just taking courses and reading books, and that's what you're putting on your resume, employers are going to have a hard time seeing your value. So what you need to do is take it a step further, and you need to figure out how to turn that knowledge into real-world experience and real-world results. So this is getting out there and finding ways to create that experience. One of the things that I did was freelance. So I wanted to get a job in digital marketing. I went and I took the courses and I read the books. And then I started actually pitching clients and I landed a bunch of them and I was able to offer them my services, which allowed me to actually get paid to hone my digital marketing skills. But I also built real world case studies that I could put on my resume that I could bring to the table, right? Another easy way to do freelancing is through a site like Upwork. Yes, you'll have to do a little more research to understand how Upwork works and how you can win contracts there, but freelancing is such a great way to take that knowledge and turn it into real world results. Another thing you can do is get out there and start creating essentially case study blogs. So let's say you want to work in user experience design. Well, something you can do is pick, you know, your top five companies and go to their website, go to their application and run some UX experiments and offer up some solutions. How could they improve? If you want to work in marketing, you could go run a competitive analysis on your top 10 companies or your top five companies, and you could identify areas where they could improve or where they could outcompete, you know, the other folks on your list. And you could write this all down in a case study blog post. Another thing that you could do is create a value validation project, right? So you could go do research on this specific company, no matter what job title you want to get into, and you could identify some opportunities, some challenges, some initiatives, and you could share some ideas or solutions or feedback for how they could tackle that and why you're the best person to do it. But all of these examples are allowing us to take that knowledge that we got and turn it into real world results. And when you're able to do that, you can actually leapfrog some traditional candidates because not only do you have the real world experience, but a lot of these employers are going to take a look at you and they're going to say, wow, this person really wants to work in this industry because while they don't have a traditional background, they've invested all this time, not just taking courses and books and certifications, but actually going out there and getting real world experience. And that's the kind of enthusiasm, that's the kind of motivation that we want to see on this team. And they're going to buy into that because a lot of employers, a lot of hiring managers know that there are intangibles that are really, really hard to identify in an interview, but tend to indicate whether or not somebody's going to be an awesome employee. And by doing something like this, you're essentially highlighting that you have those intangibles. You're hungry, you're driven, you're motivated, you're willing to learn, and you're also willing to go above and beyond to get results. So employers love to see that. So that's it for today. If you're looking to make that career change, make sure you're not just getting the knowledge, but you're finding ways to turn it into real world results. I really appreciate you listening as always, and we'll see you in the next episode.